Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Jenna Glover, your guest host for the week. Welcome to Radio Headspace and a Tuesday of Pride Week. This week is all about how to tap into a more flexible mindset called dialectical thinking, the idea that two opposing thoughts can coexist. It can help you navigate a complicated world and is especially helpful for members of the LGBTQ+ community. Today, we're going to talk about how mental flexibility can help us with extreme emotions like hurt or even hate, and how getting to a place of what we call radical acceptance can lead to healing. Radical acceptance is the concept of fully and completely acknowledging reality as it is in the current moment. An example of an everyday aspect of radical acceptance is being stuck in traffic. Often when we're in traffic and we have somewhere that we need to be, we start to feel really stressed and angry, and this continues to grow and to build. There's absolutely nothing we can do to change the situation. Radical acceptance allows us to take a deep breath, to acknowledge the frustration of not being able to be at our destination on time, and then we can relax and accept the situation as it is without causing ourselves additional distress or suffering. Dialectical thinking is really helpful for radical acceptance because it helps us acknowledge that two things that seem opposite can be true. I hate the way that this situation is right now, and the situation is the way it is. There's nothing I can do about it. It allows us to move into that more flexible place of, it's like this right now. Radical acceptance is something that we can practice on a small and large scale. For example, during my first faculty position, I worked in an area where there was a religious group that would stand out on the corner of the university that I was a faculty member, and they held up signs that had derogatory statements about the LGBTQ+ community. Every single day, I would have to see them standing there with their signs, yelling things of hate. And each day, as I walked into work, I realized how angry and upset I was, and that it was affecting me personally. One of my favorite sayings that have been attributed to the Buddha is that anger is like holding a hot coal in your hand with the intention of throwing it at someone. And radical acceptance really made me understand the beauty of this sentiment, that the anger that I was holding, although valid and justified, was not helping me. And I could change the way that I went to work, or I could take a deep breath and say, they've chosen to use their time that way. I choose to use my time to focus on love and encouraging and supporting other people. And radical acceptance unlocked that for me. One important way to put radical acceptance into practice is to start recognizing reality for what it is and when we can and can't change something. So step one is just acknowledging, is this a situation that I can change? And if it truly isn't, settling in and saying, right now, it's like this. Right now, it's like this can be a really helpful mantra because it grounds us in the present moment. And from a dialectical perspective, it doesn't mean that we'll always be this way. We're allowed to see things as they are and respond while maintaining and holding hope that things can be different. The second thing we can do in helping adopt radical acceptance is start with small things. If you're sitting in a line at the grocery store and you're feeling impatient and angry, noticing that, noticing, oh, I want things to be different right now, and it can't be, and settling into that space. The third thing to do is to notice when you start saying, this isn't fair, or life shouldn't be this way. Those are cues that you are actively fighting against something, and it's an important time to consider, what is reality, and can I accept it for what it is? Radical acceptance doesn't mean that you stop trying to change things. It just is focused on what you can change in this moment. And sometimes that's just taking care of yourself and saying, I need a day of rest before I can go back and advocate or be in the fight. Sometimes it's saying, right now the situation isn't ready to change, and I'm going to revisit this in a couple of days or weeks or months. Radical acceptance doesn't mean that we stop trying and advocating for change. It just better focuses our attention on the things that we can do in this moment and what the long-term plan can be for actual change to occur. That's all for today. Tomorrow is all about how to regulate our emotions, so we're not just reacting on impulse. Until then, take care.